Delegates at the UN-led climate talks in Bali agreed today to launch negotiations on a new global warming pact to succeed the Kyoto Protocol after the United States dropped last-minute opposition. The deal was greeted with rapturous applause and came after an impassioned plea by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. The meeting approved a roadmap for talks to adopt a new treaty to succeed Kyoto at a meeting in Copenhagen in 2009 and was made possible after the U.S. team dropped its opposition to a proposal by the main developing nation bloc for rich nations to do more for the developing world to fight rising greenhouse emissions. Nick Nuttall, spokesman for the UN Environment Program, spoke to us from Bali shortly after the deal was struck. He said failure to reach an agreement would have been unthinkable.
It would have been quite literally a disaster if nations had walked away from Bali without agreeing to launch this next round of negotiations. And I think it's important to note that this is a package deal in a sense, because it's not just an agreement on the parameters of the discussions on reducing emissions, mitigation, but there's also now firmly in these negotiations the issue of how to stop forests being cut down and also financing and technology transfer from developed to developing countries, among many other things. So in fact, it's a very broad package in terms of what will be discussed over the next 2 years, and they have agreed to go to a deadline of 2009. One knows that's a very important day, but it is a breakthrough, and I think one can say it's that. I think it's pretty much a historic milestone. We now have to see what is going to happen over the next 2 years, whether this kind of, in a sense, commitment and under the multilateral UN system can really truly be taken forward to meet the challenge of climate change. And, you know, that doesn't go away. I mean, if we don't deal with climate change, we know from the science this year what the consequences will be.